The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen anytime to our podcast at LarryMarino.com. Sunday morning, newsmakers, AM 870, The Answer.
Last week on the program, we talked with Brett Barbary, who is on the board of the Metropolitan Water District and a local board in Orange County having to do with water. And we talked about the possible water tax. But I thought we'd go a little deeper. It's an interesting story because water really is essential for life. We have to have water. And what does California's water future look like? My guest is going to tell us that decisions being made in Sacramento this year could profoundly impact the future of Southern California, whether business decides to move here, whether we can grow lawns anymore and have to switch to rocks and saguaro cactus and all those things and xeriscape. It's a profound future and a very important issue affecting all of us. My guest is Luis Cetina. He is the vice president for the board for the Rancho Cucamonga Valley Water District and the Region 9 board member of the Association of California Water Agencies. Luis, it's good to talk with you. Good to have you on the program today.
Pleasure. Likewise. Thanks for having me.
That's a big setup that California's very future of what businesses choose to come here, of how we landscape our yards, is all in the balance on some decisions being made or not made in Sacramento. And Luis, I got to tell you, it's not being talked about on the news, is it?
No, it's not, Larry. It's not. Unfortunately, it's not because, like you noted, that decision will make a big difference in the landscape of Southern California, but also I contend in the decisions of major corporations who want to anchor here, who are always looking for three reliable utilities, gas, electric, and water.
Yeah.
And as we move forward, many of your listeners have heard of the California Water Fix, the Twin Tunnels. And right now, with the newly elected governor, we are on a holding pattern waiting to see, or hear, I should say, as to what parameters he's going to place on it. At minimum, we know that he likes the idea of enhanced conveyance. That's what we refer to, conveyance, conveying water from Northern California, particularly from Lake Oroville. That's where people in the south get their water because that reservoir is owned and operated by the state, down through the Sacramento Delta to our pumps at Tracy, which bring water down to the Central Valley and here in Southern California, in my community of Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah,
so those decisions are going to happen.
There originally in this plan, two of these underground giant tubes, tunnels to carry the water. He's only looking at one right now. What impact could that have just going to a singular path rather than the two of them?
Yeah, the impact that it could incur is depending upon the size of the one tunnel. But you know what's interesting about that you note that the original plan was laid out back in the late 50s. The engineers for the Department of Water Resources back then, in a report recognized as Bulletin Number 3, also known as the California Water Plan, that was the title of that report. The engineers back then knew that there would be a need to circumvent, and those are the words they used, to circumvent the delicate ecosystem of the Sacramento Delta. And then that in itself never really materialized because of lack of funding. But we had an opportunity to realize that in the peripheral canal back in the early 80s, and it failed. Now, these tunnels that we're talking about now are new and improved and enhanced. But we've still been kicking the can down the road after 60 years. And guess what? Those engineers were right. The delta and the ecosystem is impacted.
Yeah.
And that's one of the primary concerns that we have, because those impacts to the environment restrict the amount of water that we can move to Southern California.
Luis Cetina is with us. One of the dirty little secrets in the water world is you guys know what needs to be done, like you mentioned, to convey it, get it down to Southern California. But as you mentioned, they've also been kicking the can down the road, and we had a wonderful rainy and snow season. But I understand, as you've explained to me, guess what? As the snow starts to melt on our mountains in the Sierra, we've got no storage left to put the water. It is going to have to be, what, sent out to the sea, thrown away, this crystal clear water done away with that could be shipped to Southern California, right?
That's very true. And if you look back at the same report that I referenced that was prepared back in the late 50s, they identified a series of reservoirs to be built. And there's a series of major reservoirs that we've been trying to get realized in Northern California and Southern Mid-California, to say, to address this situation that we're going to be confronted with. And what is that? The opportunity to take advantage of additional resources, which in the water industry are called surplus supplies. Just yesterday, the reservoir that I referenced, Oroville, began spilling water. And that was the reservoir that we talked about. The spillway had a catastrophic failure a couple years ago, and the state has been able to fix it. But they began spilling water yesterday in preparation for anticipated snowmelt. We've got a great snowmelt, and that snow is going to begin to melt. And where are we going to put it? I'm looking at a graph right now, Larry, and reservoirs south of the Sacramento Delta are filled to capacity almost. They're over 100% for this time of the year. There's no more room. And we missed out on a great opportunity. We should have had some reservoirs built.
So what is the reason we have inaction? Is it the taking of lands to do this? Is it nobody wants a dam in their community because it could burst someday? I mean, what's the story behind the story?
Well, I think the story that's behind the story why California hasn't been able to implement what's best for the constituents, from my perspective, or residents, or the economy of the state, is the lack of political will and the ability to work together. We have a lot of water, Larry. California has plenty of water, and we've said that for many years, but the majority of the water falls in the north. What we have is a lack of political will to move it and take it where the people need it. And it's evident as the problems that we're facing now, because it's somewhat self-imposed.
Yeah.
The subsidence in the Central Valley, where the farmers have had to take more water that they should have from the ground, wouldn't be an issue if we weren't able to have that conveyance facility, because that water would have been used to replenish those groundwater basins. There's a series of problems that we're seeing today as a result of a lack of political will to do things.
So now take us to Southern California. And I opened up this segment talking about our very future, the economic future. Business is coming to town. And you mentioned that they do look at what kind of resources are available to their community, and will there be enough water? Is there a stable and plentiful supply? And without doing these projects, Southern California doesn't come out too good on that scoring. I mean, we already have a tough scoring when it comes to affordability, the ability to afford homes here. That's kind of nixing people from wanting to come here, set their business. High taxes, that's kind of not so good for us. But when they look at just the water supply is not good enough for them, and we're sitting there, we're going to lose out without even having a chance at competing.
Yeah, we're going to be able to meet the demands when people ask for water in Southern California, but we're going to have to meet those demands at a higher price. What's going to happen is if we don't get the most reliable source of water, which is the water that falls in the north, and most affordable, what we're going to have to do is create other type of programs that will create water. What is that? Well, we're going to continue with conservation, which will change the landscape. Second, we'll have to recycle more, which will also increase the cost. Third, we're going to continue to try to do more ocean desalting. Well, if you produce one bucket of water at sea level, you got to pump it 1,200 feet, where I'm at right here in Rancho Cucamonga, and that's a cost. So that cost is going to increase. And also, there's many other efforts that are being proposed, but at the end of the day, we will be able to meet the demand, but we're going to have to go on a water diet at a higher price. And the most affordable and sensible thing to do is what was being proposed 60 years ago. And that is to build a California water fix, bring water from our reservoir at Oroville down to Southern California.
So what do businesses look at then? They're not only looking at they'll have the water supply, they're looking at the cost of operating in Southern California. And if,
very true.
If we look at all these techniques that have to be done because we don't build the conveyance to get the water down here, they're going to say, it costs so much for water and gas and fuel, and they're taxing all this stuff. They're talking about a $10. They're going to say, I'm going somewhere else.
I would too, because I'm going to make a proposal to construct a major facility, and I'm going to look at my long-term costs. And if one of my long-term costs is going to increase by 50% using water as an example, what's going to happen to my other long-term costs from a utility perspective? Because of AB 32 global warming, electricity is going up. Because of AB 32 global warming, where we consider natural gas a dirty fuel, gas is going to go up. So all these three primary utilities, we all know that the cost of those are going to go up. So why would a corporation anchor in Southern California? You know, as elected official, my concern is being able to meet the demands of the people with high quality, affordable water. Water is the fuel of any economy, Larry, as you know. And here in Rancho Cucamonga, we have 200,000 residents, and we want to make sure that they have the quality of life that they're entitled to. People have worked hard. We've done everything we can in Rancho Cucamonga to be able to meet the needs of our people.
Dispel some myths. We've talked about over the years, why don't we just capture the rainwater here in Southern California? Got about a minute, so make it quick, on the challenges of capturing the water here, because people see it rains, the water flows right down to the LA River, all that water right out to the ocean. You say it's not practical to store it here.
It's not really practical. In areas of San Bernardino, you can do it, but in other areas where they're built out, like Los Angeles County, where are you going to put it? In addition to that, we've addressed all the low-hanging fruit, so to speak. Anything else that we do is going to cost more, and people always are concerned about that. Where do you put water that you retain in the region? You got somebody downstream now. You put them in a floodplain. Where am I going to store it? I can only put it in the ground at a certain pace, right? There's a percolation rate. So those things are options, but those aren't the solutions. We have to have a portfolio of approach on this, and the best part of our portfolio is the California water fix. That's the most affordable, reliable, and it makes the most sense.
All right, out of time. Luis Satina, who's the Vice President Board for the Rancho Cucamonga Valley Water District and Region 9 Board Member of the Association of California Water Agencies. We'll have you back. Interesting stuff. I mean, it's not a sexy topic, but this is a topic that impacts our very future. Thank you, Luis.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino. AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.